Hello, everyone. This is JVL here with my Bulwark colleague, Joe Perticone, and we got some more Epstein Files news for you. Buckle up. Gotten some crazy names coming out. Joe, we had House Democrats releasing some more Epstein files today. Tell me what's in them. Was it like Christmas?
So I'll start by saying there's only about six pages. These are all from Epstein's estate. They're not from the government, which means in order for them to have been tampered with, somebody would have had to tampered with them years and years and years ago. So
the long game.
It kind of cancels out the idea that, you know, this could be planted. The original drop, we saw the birthday book. We got that earlier this month. And this was part of the effort that House Democrats on the Oversight Committee, you know, managed to get this thing passed. So, and then Mike Johnson was like, we're not doing this anymore. Cancel votes. Everybody come back in 6 weeks. Now he probably doesn't want to return votes this coming week. We're already seeing whispers of that. And basically, they're getting all these documents in phases, and they just got another, you know, several thousand. And what they have to do is they have to go through them line by line to make sure there's no reveal of the victims or private information, because A, that's the right thing to do. But B, if they did do that, that could risk the investigation. People could say it's not worth it hurting these victims. So they're being very meticulous about this. So this latest little batch we got, it was flight logs and scheduling emails from Jeffrey Epstein, basically saying like, hey, like you got to like meet at the breakers with so-and-so.
Who are the so-and-sos, Joe?
So the first one, I was like scrolling really fast. And I see Peter Thiel.
Ooh.
Lunch with Peter Thiel. Yeah. And I'm like, oh, that's not that surprising. Then you see Breakfast with Steve Bannon. And then there's this really kind of funny line where it's like, FYI, Elon Musk heading to the island. And then in parentheses, is this still on? And so we don't know.
Elon Musk heading to Jeffrey Epstein's island.
Yeah. And this is
what?
This is in 2014, so a good 6 years after the sweetheart plea deal that Epstein got. So we don't know if he did go. It could be like in The Simpsons when they find out there's the brothel in town and Principal Skinner's like, I only went in there to get directions on how to get away from there. So we don't know if he went.
Somebody should ask Elon about this.
Yeah. And for example, if you look at like the how the House would shape up, like the Oversight Committee's been really smart about this. The Democrats have. They've been able to use this very well because the Oversight Committee can't really do much, especially when you're in the minority. And the fact that they've gotten these documents and they're going to get a lot more, hats off to them. Because if they're in the majority, if that's possible in the next Congress, they can do things like subpoena Elon Musk to come testify and say, well, what were you doing? Did you go to the island? Oh, and another person named, but not surprising at all, Prince Andrew is on the Jeffrey Epstein's flight. We all know that, though.
Not great. So I'm sort of curious as to where MAGA would be on this, because 2014, Elon is still very much a liberal Democrat. And so the idea that 2014 Elon Musk would have been cozy with Jeffrey Epstein and going to the island actually fits with the MAGA view. Does Elon get saved by the fact that 6 years later, 7 or 8 years later, he leaves the Democratic Party and becomes a Trump supporter for 14 months before falling out with Trump? Do you think that gets him immunity? Is that like getting vaccinated?
Maybe. I think like, because the names are Bannon, Thiel, Musk, and it's only six pages out of thousands, but these are, you know, obviously the House Democrats are being very deliberate with like what they reveal. But also we still haven't, you know, in the birthday book, we saw there was notes from Bill Clinton. So it's not like they're playing favorites entirely. But like, you can't doubt that they saw these names and were like, We gotta get these ones out. And first of all, the Republicans on the committee have these documents too. They're just not releasing anything. So it just comes out from the Democratic side.
You know what they say, Joe? It's always the ones you least, or is it most, expect? I forget how the saying goes. It's impossible to know. All right. So there you have it, guys. Peter Thiel, Steve Bannon, and Elon Musk showing up in the latest batch of Epstein files. Elon with the, hey, bro, you still coming to the island?
Him getting lunch with Steve Bannon or breakfast with Peter Thiel, like he was in finance, he was in business, Epstein was. So that kind of makes sense. But like when it's just like Musk still going to island, is this still on? Like there's that It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia episode where Danny DeVito's like, no, no, I just went because of there's snorkeling there. And it's like, so what reason are you going to the island other than to have a good time?
Boy, it's going to be fun to find that out in January of 2027 when the Democratic majority in the House is sworn in, don't you think, Joe?
Maybe, if it happens.
All right, guys, hit like, hit subscribe, follow the channel, because the rest of the world may have given up on the Epstein story, but we sure as hell haven't. We're going to keep banging away at this until something breaks. Good luck, America.